Coast Guard families are enduring hardships as active duty personnel and civilian employees live without pay during the government shutdown. It's the only branch of the military that's unfunded at the moment. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Mike Brudzinski lives in Navy housing on the sub base in Groton. He's a stay-at-home Coast Guard dad. His mission? Take care of his three-year-old daughter, Layla.
I got this toy. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get that from?
From McDonald's.
But the last time little Layla wanted McDonald's, her parents decided against it. And last week, her father decided not to take her older brother, Lucas, to go see the new Spider-Man movie.
We've been looking forward to it, but it's just priorities. I'd rather save that 10 bucks to go buy some milk and eggs and stuff like that.
Brudzinski's wife, Miranda, is in the Coast Guard, Petty Officer Second Class. She works in the legal department at the Coast Guard Academy, but during the shutdown, she's doing it without pay. In a stressful time, the Brudzinskis are putting on a brave face for their kids.
They do see that we're stressed out, that we're making phone calls to try to push back payment deadlines, worry about late fees.
Brudzinski says his family has two car payments due soon, but fortunately for him, those creditors are giving the family a pass. Others haven't been so understanding. His wife is supposed to be reimbursed whenever the shutdown's finished, but that does nothing for them now.
We have credit card bills. We've got gas to get to and from work, to get to and from school, to get to and from the grocery store. I can't be like, oh, here's my promise of money 30 or 40 days from now. So yeah, we're kind of in a bind right now.
Do we want to take Mochi out for a walk later?
Miranda Brudzinski's next payday is January 15th. Barring a last-minute change, there won't be any money coming on that day. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.